looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
I'm Michelle Morgan. This is Living on a Prayer, rocking out in the studios with my producer, Barb Perry, and Madonna. Thanks, Madonna. So, I don't know about you, girl, but I can't believe it's only been a week since I've been here. I'm operating on dog years now, so it's been like 2 months since I've been here, is what it feels like. So, want to say happy Monday and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Everybody's off work and... it's a beautiful day here in Seattle. Gorgeous, sunny spring day. Yes, folks, it is spring, even though it's middle January. And it's very appropriate today that it's Martin Luther King Day because this show is all about faith and the power of prayer. And Martin Luther King was a man of definitive faith. I remember vividly where I was in my first grade class the day that Martin Luther King was assassinated. I remember hearing about it. I remember my teacher being very sad and upset, and as kids didn't really understand, but I just remember the feeling of it, the feeling of loss, and so that was very powerful 42 years ago. Pretty amazing. So, welcome to the show. We talked last week, about the energy on the planet, the craziness that's been going on the last couple of years, the phoenix rising from the ashes. 2010's the year of the rebel yell, as we're coining it. Basically, it's time to say bugger off to the collective fear and step up to your destiny. And so today we're going to be talking about the challenges and the gifts of that. You know, after somebody has a heart attack or a brush with cancer or some kind of accident, oftentimes they'll be much more willing than ever to live fully and overcome fear and just stretch themselves and live their truth. And kind of the way I'm looking at it right now is we've all survived a collective heart attack in this nation, in the culture, really in the world. And we've got a couple of choices. We can continue to feel victimized by the things that have happened, by the losses we've suffered, or we can use that collective experience as a motivation to inspire an authentic life. So, what's that going to require? You know, what does it require to take risks in the aftermath of so much loss? It's very challenging, and you have to trust your instincts, I think, more than ever before, and be willing to take risks. Willingness is the key piece. That was the word of last week, was willingness. I'm going to say it's still up for us all. And the most important thing, the most important piece of willingness is you have to have faith. Faith, faith, faith. We're going to hear from George Michael a little bit later about that. So things have looked really unlucky in our world, you know? When idols fall, it can make all of us question fortune. And watching people in positions of power and people in positions of wealth and influence crash and burn, it can create several different reactionary camps, so to speak. A lot of people will go into a mindset of, you know, somehow those people must have done something to deserve it, to deserve the crash. And that helps to support that religious axiom that money's the root of all evil. And that's a really interesting idea that started out back in the early 12th century when Christianity first came into power. And things needed to be couched in such a way to basically keep the masses in line. And the problem with that time frame is that the church was being run actually by military people and political forces as opposed to the clergy. And so a lot of the ideas that we have in our culture today that are connected to so-called religion aren't in fact spiritual ideas at all. And wealth, money, all of that is actually God's idea. it's an exchange of energy, and you know, we'll be talking about that in another show at some point. But the point I'm making now is watching what's happened in our nation, the structure of finance, the structure of commerce, the structure of security, and how we have survived, all of that's changed, or it appears to have changed. And people are really having a hard time with that. And the other camp that you can go into when watching all of this is it can support the fear of wanting wealth, because there's this idea that if you get it, you're going to lose it. You know, if something good happens, you can't control it and it'll be taken away from you. There's two fears that most people struggle with, and some of us struggle with both. It's the fear of success and the fear of failure. And oftentimes the fear of success is greater. It's that whole feeling of, you know, if you never had something, then you don't know what you're missing if you lose it. And that's a huge mindset on the planet right now. A lot of people are feeling like they don't want to stretch themselves. They don't want to desire more, reach out, because look what happens when you do. Look what happens when you get it and it all, you lose it all.
Well, and all the responsibility of it too. I think that's a big stressor.
What do you mean by the responsibility?
The responsibility of any sort of wealth, of mm-hmm. people coming to you all of a sudden. Sure. Now you've got to help everybody if you're an overgiver. You were talking about that
Barb
earlier.
Barb and I were talking about that earlier.
I've got issues with
syndrome.
It.
Yeah, yeah, you bet. Well, and that's a good point. And so part of what this time frame is offering as far as a gift is concerned is for people to get their issues, figure out what their issues are. If you out there are an overgiver, this is an opportunity to take a look at that pattern and do some work around it. Barb.
I'm being forced to do it.
Yeah, you're going to get schooled, girl.
I am getting schooled.
You are getting schooled. So, faith is the key. And faith is belief despite appearances, which is really hard for the human animal. We're actually hardwired to identify safety with what is known or seen. The survival mechanism in the brain actually clues us into what we can identify with. And if there's something that's unknown, then it's an automatic danger. We are on alert in the psyche to the unknown. So faith is an action of the spiritual nature, not of the human nature. And of course, that is the big conundrum, the big petri dish of experience, is that we're human beings having a spiritual experience. Y'all have heard that little saying. That's super complicated. But that's where all the gifts lie. Great little quote I found yesterday. Faith isn't faith until it's all you're holding on to. And that is so true, because it's in the 11th hour. That's the thing that's going to pull you through. So I'm really curious out there, to my listeners, what are you feeling called to do? You know, what are you being drawn towards right now in your life? And it's important to understand that that's God asking to be expressed through you. That's time to step up to it. And that's where that faith piece comes in. There's a statement, blind faith. A lot of people talk about blind faith. I don't believe in blind faith. I think you need to at least have an idea of what you're believing in. And for me, that's God. You have to have a identification for God. The human psyche needs to identify with something in order to feel safe, in order to trust. And so when I'm teaching anything about God or spirituality or faith or prayer, my first order of business is to help people find that definition of God, create that definition of God, so you can identify and feel safe. Oftentimes, faith is the spiritual Nike commercial. You have to just do it. Doesn't seem like there's a magic bullet, but there is, and that's that relationship with God. Bible says, act as though you have faith, and faith will be given unto you. That's the ultimate act as if. You know, in the manifestation realm, the one of the tricks of manifestation is to do something in advance as if you already have the thing you're wanting. You want to buy a new car? Go out and buy a keychain. You want a new house? You go out and buy a painting that you're going to hang in the living room of the new house. Those types of things. And acting as if is actually really powerful. 12-step program talks about faking it till you make it. And that is part of the faith piece. You have to act as though you have it sometimes, because believe me, as a human being, you're not always going to have it. And it can be really discouraging right now. And, you know, we keep talking about this, but a lot of good people have lost everything. And it's really easy and really human to give up and to play it safe after that. We all have two choices when any kind of tragedy strikes. You can be victimized by it, or you can not like it. You can use it as an opportunity to learn, to grow, and most important, to strengthen your faith. There's a phenomenon known as the dark night of the soul. And I think that's very much worth talking about. That's the point when faith is the most tested. Writer Florence Scovel Shinn, amazing inspirational writer, she was back in the 20s. She wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It and several other books. And she talks about the dark night of the soul. And she relates a story. She was teaching, doing a seminar, and she was talking about the dark night of the soul, and that it is the period of time just before your master demonstration, or just before your dreams come true, when all of a sudden everything starts to go wrong. People that were once cooperative become uncooperative. Situations that you once were very comfortable with or very happy with, suddenly just everything starts to be problematic, and actually things look pretty grim for a period of time. And one of the students in the audience said, well, how long does that last? And Florence said, until you can see in the dark. And the point of that is faith. Faith is like electricity. You can't see it, but you can see the light that it creates. So faith is literally the electricity that powers our destinies. And there are three stages, if you will, of manifestation. Stage one's when you're doing all the spiritual stuff. You're doing the prayer, you're doing the visualization, you're taking all the quote unquote actions towards faith and positive thinking, etc. And it feels really great. It's exciting. It's really hopeful. Your faith is very high at that point. Things start to happen. Instant manifestations can actually be quite frequent during stage one. And then stage two, you're still doing, but that's when things start to stagnate or get worse. That's that dark night of the soul time. And the point of that is it's the inworking, meaning things are changing inside you. Things are changing on a deep level spiritually for you, and you can't see the results of that. That's the hardest time. The vast majority of people quit. They give up on God at that point. And that's the single most important point, because that's the soul stretching time. That's when your faith is being strengthened, and that's when it's crucial that you don't give up. And a lot of times I'll be talking about this stuff and people will say, you know, that same question. Well, how long does that last? Well, it lasts how long it lasts. That's the point of faith. We talked last week when my callers were asking when things were going to happen. That's the number one question. And that is also the number one weak point in faith. When we start to want the answers of when something's going to change, we've just left our faith behind. And stage three, it's when the tide turns in an instant. And I know y'all know exactly what that feels like. You know, you're just bashing your head against the wall, and you're just freaking out and just convinced that, you know, nothing's ever going to change. And then there's a phone call, or there's a meeting with somebody, or, you know, something takes place and your whole world is different. Within 24 hours, the whole world changes. And it's so important in times like these to remember that, to remember those moments that those things happen to you, and sort of bank them. I mean, I actually keep a list, because I have to remind myself that, you know, God has always, sometimes he squeaks in under the wire for me, but he always comes through. And in fact, God is never too late. It just seems late in my mindset because I'm wanting things to happen in a certain way. So it's crucial to honor the seasoning period, that stage two where your faith is being tested. The point is, you want to be balanced, and you want to be ready, and you want to be centered on a firm foundation of faith when your dreams come true, so you can, quote unquote, keep them. There was a expose done a number of years ago on the lottery. 85% of lottery winners are bankrupt within a two-year time frame. Now, that does not mean that they merely lose the millions that they win. They actually create a massive form of poverty, which is equal to the amount of money that they won, basically. So, and the point of that is, if you've got a mindset, if you've got a belief system of lack, and you don't have the faith that you are worthy of deserving, there's no way you're going to keep it when you win $1 million overnight. So that seasoning period is crucial. Here's the key, folks. You don't have to like it. God's not expecting you to turn cartwheels and be yippy-skippy, but you do have to honor it and you do have to respect it. And that's the time, perfect time to do belief system change work. That's when your stuff is being surfaced. That's when your issues are the most clearly surfaced. So that is the message for now. We're going to take a short break here in a minute, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about prayer. I want to talk real quickly about a couple of local events coming up that are in line with this. This coming Friday, the 22nd, at Cafe Javasti in Seattle, I'm doing a talk called Staying the Course 2010. This is a psychic reading for the year. Find out what's coming, what you can expect. You can come to that and bring a question for your favorite psychic. And then starting Wednesday, January 27th, I've got my four-part prayer workshop that's just absolutely amazing. And you can go to my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Check out the What's New page for information on both of those events. We will be coming back and talking about prayer, and then we're going to open the phone lines a little bit later. So you've been listening to Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan. Stay around. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe you mean every word you say. I can't help but think of yesterday. And I don't know who tied me down to a level more room. Before this river becomes an ocean, before you throw my heart back on the floor. What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. Action is made.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true, you can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest, you can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show, for the host and for others.
Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Madonna, thank you, darling. She's good. She's good live in the studio, isn't she? She sounds remarkably like she does on her albums. So we've been talking about faith. Now we're going to talk a little bit about prayer. Prayer is faith in action. There's a biblical saying, faith without works is dead, meaning faith without action is dead. The word prayer actually means communion. And the root meaning of the word man is one who looks up. I think that's absolutely fascinating. The original Sanskrit word for prayer means judging oneself as wondrously made. So we have to see ourselves as miraculous in order for miracles to occur in our lives. Being a child of God means you have to recognize and honor your heritage. And that's really important. And especially when times are the way they have been, you're not always going to believe. Even Jesus Christ himself cried, raged, and was pretty convinced that God had abandoned him at least twice while he was in human form. And there's a really interesting little book called, literally, The Little Book of Mother Teresa. And I've always just loved her so much. And there were some letters that were released in 2003 that she'd written over a period of 50 years to her spiritual directors. And it became quite controversial when these letters were released, because they showed the very human side of her. And a lot of the people in the church didn't want others to know that she was so human. They wanted to maintain this sort of, you know, holy expression of her. But this was the truth, and it made what she accomplished even more amazing, considering the struggles that she had. And these were a couple of the quotes from this book. She says, "I feel just that terrible pain of loss, of God not wanting me, of God not being God, of God not really existing. I'm told God lives in me, and yet the reality of darkness and coldness and emptiness is so great that nothing touches my soul." So, if the masters can have their moments, then it makes sense that all of us mere mortals are going to as well. And, you know, I got a little secret for y'all. You ready for this? God knows you're human. So, you can't expect yourself not to be human. And the act of prayer actually brings you back to your center and reconnects you with God. That's what's so great about it. And it's not about perfection. It's about return. Great analogy. Jet airliners, multi-gazillion dollar, state-of-the-art airliners. Guess how much of the time they are on course when they're flying to their destination? 2%. 2% of the time they're on course. They spend 98% of the time righting themselves. And that's true of any journey, is that you're constantly adjusting. And I don't think you can expect yourself to be any less than that. So when you find you've lost your faith, or when you feel like you've lost your faith, then pray for it. You'll get it back. And you just have to allow that little dance. Faith is a relationship with God, and you have to cultivate it daily. And it's also a discipline. And I'm a double Sag, so I don't like that word. But my definition of discipline that I ascribe to is being a disciple unto oneself. If I look at it like that, it makes it a lot easier, as opposed to a regimented thing. I look at prayer like exercise or eating well. Don't always do it, but I absolutely make the best of it. So, a couple more quotes. Faith isn't the ability to believe long and far into the misty future. It's simply taking God at his word and taking the next step. Joni Erickson Tada said that. And finally, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase." I think that's pretty appropriate. We're going to go to the phone lines. Phone number to call, by the way, is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. What's going on for you with faith? What's going on for you with prayer? How are you handling this shift in the energy and the seasons and moving forward? Give me a holler. Who do we have? Barb?
There we go. We've got, where did I go? We've got Jan from Vegas.
Hi.
Hey, Jan from Vegas.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I could be better.
Okay.
I'm loving everything you're saying, and I'm
Thank you. Just
on track with you. I agree with everything you're saying. I love it. And the one thing that really got me, I do have a question, though. But
sure.
I just wanted to say that when you said, when we want to know when something's going to happen, then and we ask, you know, we kind of ask to find out, like I'm going to ask you right now.
Yep.
then we leave our faith behind. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I'm leaving my faith behind because I don't trust it enough to know what's going to happen to me. That's why I'm asking you.
Okay. No, absolutely. So, and this is a great point, honey. This is a great point. So first of all, before you ask your question, here's what I want to say.
Okay.
And this is for everybody. Here's what a psychic reading is. A psychic reading is a blueprint of a potential future based on your energy at the moment. When I started this career umpty million years ago, people used to bring their calendars. I would tell my clients to bring their calendars with them, and we would pinpoint to the day when things would happen. And that was actually really easy to do. And I got to tell you, in the last 10 years, that has shifted dramatically because the vibration of the planet has changed. Things are speeded up profoundly. And so here's my point. Timelines change. Timelines absolutely change. And nothing is written in stone. You're going to take this blueprint that I'm going to give you, and you're going to build the house or not. I can't, you know, being the person that I am, I learned early on in my career, I couldn't follow my clients home and make them do the things that I was telling them to do in the reading, because you're going to, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, you got a couple of options here. I mean, we can certainly look at, we can look at your question specifically. We can look at when something's going to change, and we can absolutely do that. Or you can ask me a deeper question. We can take a look at what's going on for you with your faith that you're needing to ask when something's going to happen. You know, that's an opportunity too. So tell me, so let's play with this. Tell me what your question is, and we'll see where we need to go with it.
Okay. What I really want to know is, when am I going to come out of this health dilemma that I'm in?
Okay.
It's been going on forever, and I don't know how to totally come out of it. I don't know when it's going to get done with, and I'm ready for it to go away and me to get better.
Okay. All right. And that's really powerful. So here's some things that we're going to take a look at.
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to ask you a couple questions if I can.
Okay.
What are you doing specifically to deal with the health issue?
I'm trying to take any type of vitamins and supplements that I can handle, which I can barely do.
Okay.
It's hard. And I've also been calling every psychic that is available on this show and on Hay House.
Okay.
And talking to all so many, and they're all beautiful and lovely. Just everybody is incredible.
Okay.
And,
what are you doing? What's your relationship with God right now?
I would say that I was, you know, fairly spiritual. I feel really good about God. I'm kind of a New Age Christian kind, you know, type of person. I'm in the Christian thing, but I think I'm like you in that way. I believe in I believe in so many things that don't limit Christianity.
So what are you doing? What are you literally doing? What's your prayer practice? What is your practice?
I pray. I do prayer almost every day.
Okay.
And I pray for, and then I'm on the internet, and I have a prayer page with people, and I pray.
Cool. Very cool.
And so that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
That's about all. We have somebody come to our house and give us communion from our church, which, you know, we do that too.
Okay.
My mom and I.
Okay.
But as far as me personally, I'm into prayer mostly.
So it sounds like you've got some really good practices that you're doing, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I am going to take this deeper. I'm going to absolutely take this deeper for you. My career is based on the idea that belief systems really, really dictate our world. And when I'm talking belief systems, there's two kinds. There's conscious beliefs, which are those positive thoughts that we come up with and the ideas that we work with on a daily basis. And then there are unconscious beliefs. Those are those neural pathways that are rooted in the brain from the time between birth and 2 years of age. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer and all of the actions that we take on a human level spiritually will only go to a certain level if our belief systems are not in line to support them. So the fact that you're doing all of this spiritual stuff and you're still struggling would indicate that you've got some belief systems that could absolutely be shifted. What an amazing opportunity. What an incredible gift here that your sweet little body is acting out, basically, to give you an opportunity to chase down these belief systems, get some help, and heal those things so that you can get in line with that. Because I will guarantee you, you can work with all the best doctors in the world. You can pray 24 hours a day. But if you're not allowing yourself to be guided to healing on every level, which mm-hmm. is mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, mm-hmm. then you're missing something. And that I would tell you to take a look at. In fact, it actually comes up here specifically around getting external help that goes beyond talking to psychics. And I'm not knocking psychics, believe me. Hello.
Yeah.
That's my career.
Uh-huh.
But I will also tell you, we can only tell you so much. We can only give you that blueprint. You are going to be the one that determines the outcome. And you have an opportunity here, a huge opportunity. And your conscious beliefs say that you're willing and ready to let this go. I will guarantee you, sweet girl, and mm-hmm. I, and this is not a character defect, Jan. This is just a fact of how belief systems operate. Yeah. Somewhere in you, there's a part of your psyche that does not want to let go of this health thing. It's an identity issue. It's how you see yourself in the world. You've been dealing with it for so long, mm-hmm. you don't know who you're going to be if you're healed.
Yeah.
That's what's got to be shifted. So get some help to change that. And I will guarantee you at that point, your body's going to go, oh, okay, I don't have to do this anymore.
Hmm.
So know that what's missing right now is you got some belief systems that are in your way. And it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, be cavalier,
mm-hmm.
but it's fixable. It's completely fixable. You just
really?
Have to, oh yeah, you just have to do the specific work. So
so it's belief systems that's keeping this
yes,
thing going.
Absolutely.
And your so what does that mean? Does that mean I need to go to a counselor?
Yes, absolutely. You can't change your belief systems on your own. I'm going to actually, because we're going to be going to another call here in a second. So what I'm going to leave you with, sweetheart, is I'm going to tell you, jump on my website, check out the facts page, the FAQ, frequently asked questions page. There's some information on what belief systems are specifically. Okay, that'll give you a little more insight into how that works. And then you're going to want to seek out some help. You're going to want a counselor who can help you shift those belief systems specifically so that your unconscious beliefs are in line with your conscious beliefs. That's going to make a huge difference. Okay?
Yeah. Do you see it in the future, me
if you do,
better?
If you do what we're talking about, absolutely. And I will send you some angels on this and keep asking God to guide you to the exact people you need to work with. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Take care. Next caller.
We've got a call from Massachusetts. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello. Who is this?
My name's Christina.
Christina, how are you, my dear?
I'm good. This is the first time that I've heard your voice and your show, and I listened for about 2 seconds and I felt intrigued in that I wanted to call in.
Thank you. I love the word intrigued. It's one of my favorite words. So what do you got for me, darling?
Are you psychic? I was reading your bio.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I do the psychic thing a lot. I'm kind of like the last caller. I came from a Christian background, but like I abandoned that a long time ago. And then I got disabled with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, and it saved me from an abusive relationship because I had to geographically relocate and be with my parents in another state, which was wonderful.
You bet.
And I'm trying to get my belief systems in line because it's been a spiritual journey for me. Like, I used to be like that Cosmo girl, like read all the Cosmo magazines and very Western. My family is like very... No, they think I'm like a freak right now.
yeah, that's a little challenging to have your flesh and blood looking at you like you have two heads, huh?
I'm not part of the tribe.
Yeah,
I'm kind
absolutely.
Of a like weirdo.
Okay.
But I just got, I mean, I pray to angels. I believe in spirit guides.
Okay.
And I just got into tarot a couple months ago.
Right.
And that's why I got intrigued with your thing.
Okay.
And I definitely believe in changing the subconscious mind. And you mentioning counseling,
mm-hmm.
and I go to counselors mm-hmm. because I need it. But I find that I like my energy system changes, and I feel like I frequently want to change counselors.
Sure. So
is that normal?
Oh yeah,
normal.
It's totally normal. So here's what happens in anything. We're all on a journey. There's that lovely new age word, but it's true.
Yeah.
And as you change, your needs change. As you evolve, you need to then move to the next level. And there's, you know, so many different modalities of counseling out there that are really wonderful. And they range from psychotherapy, you know, analysis, talk therapies, to NLP based practices to, you know, shamanic practices. There's so many different levels out there. You have to trust that you're going to be guided by God to find the practitioners that are on that next level of your journey. And I'll tell you something, kiddo, I've spent years doing damage control for people who stay with counselors that don't serve them any longer, or who are in situations where their instincts are telling them, get out, get out, get out, but they're staying out of loyalty or fear, whatever that is. And so, you know, and all of those things are part of the path as well. So the fact that you are even questioning it, it's an opportunity for you to, first and foremost, before you take any action, do some prayer work, do some specific prayer work. Ask God to show you exactly what you need to do. And let me tell you something. When you ask for absolute clarity, God and the angels do not whisper. Boy, they will run us over with a flaming delivery truck to make their point. And the cool thing about it is it makes it real easy, because we don't have to then be digging around questioning everything. So I would tell you to do that. I would tell you to ask who you need to work with next. And it sounds like you've got, you know, your body is responding with the fibromyalgia, et cetera. The body will always act out whatever our emotional patterns are. And the belief system thing, I have based my entire career on that. I come back to that with everyone. It's crucial that you take a look at your belief systems.
So, I have a question for you, because I had a reading, not a reading. It was one of my friends that channeled, and the channel that he got for me was just a paragraph long, and he just did one, and it said, the people said, that I should not believe that God is one person. And at that point in time, I didn't understand that, and now I get it. But you just referred to God and angels. Mm-hmm. So how do you, like, define God? Because I define God now as, like, angel, as everything working for the light and for the higher, like everyone's higher consciousness.
And I identify God as that as well, but I also teach people to find a personal identification with God. For me, God is masculine. In fact, we're going to be coming up on a show. I'm going to be doing a show in the next number of weeks that's specifically about this. So I'll invite you to tune into that, and I'm going to be going into detail about that. The human psyche needs to identify with something in order to have an emotional connection. And so the God that I work with is, you know, the God that is everywhere and in everything, but he's also outside of me. Thank goodness. And I can trust him with my life, you know, and he's the man. So it's, you get a chance to explore that. Same thing as exploring different counseling techniques. You get to explore your relationship with God. So ask for clarity, kiddo, and keep going. Okay.
Thank you. Right, those are the two pieces I needed. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. All righty. Well, we are going to take a short break again. Want to encourage everybody to go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. On the right side, click on iTunes to subscribe to the show. Gives us an idea who's out there. And a couple local events coming up. Local meaning the Seattle area. So my Seattle listeners, I would love for you to come on out. Friday, this coming Friday at Cafe Javasti. And then starting Wednesday the 27th, my prayer workshop. Get onto my What's New page on michellemorgan.org and find out more information. We will come right back.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
She's
you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show. For the hosts and for others.
He push a breath.
Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan. So we have been talking about faith. We've been talking about prayer. We've been talking about belief systems. We've been talking about it all. And we have another caller, Barb, who we got, baby girl.
We have Angie from California. Angie, are you there?
Yes. Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hi, thank Angie.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question is, how do you, I love your topic, by the way.
Thank
how
you.
Do you keep the faith even when you don't see any light or anything ahead?
You bet.
It's been challenging and I have to remind myself or read something to me back to that space.
Absolutely. And can I just interrupt for a second and just tell you, thank you so much for that question. That is exactly the whole point of the show today. And I love that you're voicing that. I've had, probably the most challenging time of my life in the last couple of years. It's been astrological in nature. It's been, circumstantial, incredible lessons to learn. I'm coming out the other side of it and I'm extraordinarily grateful for it. I really have become, and I'm not just saying this, I've become a completely different person and it's the person that I really want to be, but it's been brutal. And so I sort of joked about this last time, but I'm serious. If I can keep the faith, anybody can keep the faith, because I question God all the time. In fact, a good friend of mine once told me that I needed to write a book called Arguments with God instead of Conversations with God, because I'm constantly questioning. How I come back to my faith, kiddo, is sometimes it's breath by breath. Sometimes it's literally a breath by breath process where I will entreat God through prayer, through meditation, through visualization. And then, 10 minutes later, I'm spinning out of control in my fear. And that's the point. We're human beings. And, one of the things that I find really challenging about the New Age is that it's created this idea that if you're doing all the right work and if you really are truly spiritual and evolved and enlightened, mm-hmm. there's the really good word, then you're in love, light, and bliss. You never have a bad moment. You don't have a bad thought. There's a couple of experts, I'm not going to name them, who are really heavy hitters in that movement, who literally say, I just don't let a negative thought come into my head. And you want to know my response? Put down the crack pipe and step away from the microphone. There is no way as a human being you're not going to have a negative thought. And that's not the point. The point is we reach out for God only when we're in the darkness. It's great if we can remember to give thanks when things are going well. But to be honest with you, very few of us really do. We may do it as an afterthought and it's something to strive for. But the point is God created us to swing. God created us to go into the darkness so that we would reach out, we would stretch ourselves, and we would need to have absolute faith. And that is not something you're going to do 24 hours. You have to, and what you said is brilliant. You read something inspirational, listen to something inspirational. Just sit down or stand up or scream it out, whatever needs to happen, and say, God, plug me back in. I can't tell you how many times I will sit at my altar. I have an altar in my house that I pray at. I also pray in the bathroom when I'm drying my hair. I pray in the car when I'm commuting. I pray all the time, but I will literally ask God, please plug me back in because I don't feel you. I don't know where you are and I can't find you. And I will promise you, you know, not to put a timeline on God, but I guarantee you within a matter of hours, I feel plugged in again. Mm-hmm. And it really is up to us. God will give us everything we ask for. And so if you ask for faith, if you ask for strength, God isn't going to always take away the challenges, you know, no way. I mean, there's an amazing piece of the story of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was praying for God to remove the cup and take away the experience. Remember that story?
Yes,
and the traditional story, what most people understand about that is that, you know, Christ prayed and he felt abandoned and all of that great stuff. Well, the deeper piece of that story is that was probably Christ's most human moment up to that point anyway. And he actually sweated blood. He actually fell down. He fell to the ground and he couldn't move. And God sent a specific angel down to lift Christ to his knees so that he could continue to pray. God didn't take away the cup. God didn't stop what was going to happen, but God gave Christ the strength to return to his spiritual practice so that he would be strong enough to handle what was coming. And that's so many times people mistake prayer as this way of fixing everything. And sometimes God does. Sometimes God just comes, steps right on in and moves everything out of the way and we don't have to deal with it. But most of the time, God gives us the strength to endure what's coming because it's an opportunity for growth. And that's the whole point. To me, that's the entire point. Being, you know, squeezing our spirits into these limited human forms is to transcend limitation, is to grow and learn. And you're not going to do that gracefully all the time, you know?
And
do you give yourself a hard time when you lose your faith? Do you feel like there's something wrong with you or somehow you're failing on your spiritual path?
Yes, I do feel that, and I've been struggling with it, and when I come back, in my mind, I'm like, how come I couldn't do that?
Absolutely.
Then? Why did I have to stray off? And so I do believe maybe God sent somebody, or I feel, I don't know, I read, then I move to that space where I'm at a good space.
You bet. So I want you to do me a favor from now on.
Yeah.
When you get to that place where you lose your faith, because you will, and let me rephrase that. You don't lose your faith. You just misplace it for a little while. You know, you kind of forget where it is. We all do.
Yeah.
When you get to that place, I want you to hear my voice in your head, and I want you to be reminded that in that moment, that in fact is the doorway for a deeper connection to God, that you haven't failed. That in fact you've actually stepped through a door that's going to elevate you, that's going to bring you to a deeper communion with God. That's the point of going into the darkness. So I want you to really promise me that you'll work on letting go of that idea of that somehow you failed at your spiritual practice, that you should have been able to have more faith. Are you kidding me? You're human, you know? And and that swing gives us the chance to reach out. That's the gift in that. So can you do that for me?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and thank you so much for this topic because I just
turned
on the computer and you are on and it's really uplifting and
I'm glad.
I love it.
I'm really glad. So I want you to hang in there and you're a powerful lady. So I'm looking at the month of March. Things are going to start to open up for you. The restriction that's around you right now, does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's going to start to ease. It's not going to completely go away in March, but it's going to start to open. There's a couple of doorways, probably mid-month, somewhere around the 22nd, somewhere in there is a big doorway. So I want you to be open to that and then look at end of March, April, May, on into June as a lot of movement for you. So you're going to have to be ready for that. So now is the chance to really, really work on that connection with God. So when that stuff opens up, you're ready to rock.
Oh my gosh. That's how I'm feeling. I need to be connected with God.
You bet. You bet.
Thank you so much. You are awesome.
Thank you, darling. I'm so glad you called. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Wow. That was sweet. That was good. That's my topic, babies.
So I've got a question for
you. Ask me.
Especially since we're talking about faith here.
Yeah.
How is it where does faith fall into it, the whole equation, when it just seems everybody, they want something so bad. How do you detach from that thing that you want the most?
You don't. You don't. Detachment is impossible as a human being. So here's what you do. You keep your eye on that thing that you want. You keep focusing on that thing that you want. And then you pray minute by minute, if necessary, this or something better, Lord, let thy unlimited goodwill be done.
Ooh, say that one more time. That's a good one.
This or something better, Lord, let thy unlimited goodwill be done.
I like the unlimited part.
Uh-huh. And then my favorite little prayer, your will, Lord, not mine.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, you know, as control freaks, boy, we want to grab on and make it happen a certain way.
Well, and once to color it a certain way, too.
Sure,
it has to
absolutely.
Come in this way. We don't even think of the plethora of ways it could come in.
Well, and we also don't realize that God upgrades. God always gives better than we could ever have imagined. So it's not don't force yourself to let go of the thing you want. Focus on the thing you want, but then turn it over to God and let the how be in God's hands. And let the when be in God's hands, too. The divine timing thing. So, wow, we are, I'll tell you what, kids, an hour is just not long enough. So we're at the end of the hour. And I want to thank everybody for listening and everybody that called in. Just a couple of reminders. Get on my website. You can follow me on Twitter. I have a fan page on Facebook. If you jump on michellemorgan.org, on the links box on the right-hand side of every page, you can click on there and get connected to all that. Subscribe to iTunes by going to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. Those local events, you'll find more information about those on my website as well on the What's New page. And I just want to give a quick shout out to everybody at Contact Talk Radio. Thank you. This has been so much fun coming back here. Barb Perry, you're an awesome, awesome producer and loving the music thing. Thank you, darling girl.
You're welcome.
It's great fun. And we will be starting next week, begins the next four shows as a countdown to love, since we're heading on into that time of the year, Valentine's Day. Next four shows all about relationship, leading up to the most important love affair of your life between you and God. So come back to us for those. And I hope you guys have a great week. And this has been Living on a Prayer. I'm your host, Michelle Morgan, and I will see you here same time next week.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.